Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:13 British Summer Time. Today is July 29th. Today's been a rather interesting day, particularly in perspective when we look at the Asian markets. An increasing number of those markets are pushing on to either new all-time highs or new recovery highs. Chief among those today was Indonesia, which had a very firm day indeed. But that firm tone carried through. Right across the region, the Malaysian market is at or very close to posting new highs. Thailand, Korea, the Philippines, all looking very firm in here. The Indian market continues to remains very close to its highs, and the banking sectors in a number of these countries have led on the upside. Indonesia, in particular, that Jakarta financial sector index consolidated well above its previous high earlier on this year and has been leading on the upside in no uncertain terms. So that really draws the line in terms of the relative health of those Asian and Latin American economies relative to those that we have in Europe. And while the action that we saw in Europe today is relatively mixed, the Spanish and Italian markets were both up marginally and the FTSE was down just 5 points. Into the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is finishing down on the day in the region of 30 points. So that's pairing a loss, an intraday loss, really quite considerably. It's the third consecutive day to the downside for Wall Street. And they were a little bit overbought in the very short term. And provided they can hold their earlier July lows, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside in here. Now, that doesn't mean that we can write off the potential that they may, that the S&P, for example, may be finding or encountering resistance in the region of the upper side of the 1 or 2 month range and in the region of the 200-day moving average. So to convert some of the bears back into the bullish camp, it really will have to successfully push back above the recent highs and back into the 1150 area and hold around there. I think the most likely scenario remains that we're going to have more ranging than trending for a number of these developed markets in North America and in Western Europe. In the European sector, the majority of these markets have rallied very impressively over the last couple of weeks, and they encountered a little bit of resistance in the last couple of days and had been a bit overbought. So I think there's a lot of breath holding as to where are these markets going to find support, and are they going to be able to hold on to these impressive gains that we've had in the last couple of weeks. And the balance of probabilities, I think, is stacked in favor of that, but we will have to see the proof in the chart patterns. And the reason I say that the balance of probabilities is stacked in favor of most markets holding their July lows is very much tied to the commonality that we have in a number of the better performing markets in Asia and Latin America, where we're seeing increasing numbers break upwards, sustain moves to all-time new highs and new recovery highs. We're seeing that consumer sectors in a number of these emerging markets are really performing in no uncertain terms, and that is good news for the global economy. It significantly lowers the potential that we're going to have a double dip recession for the global economy. I think the jury is still out on whether we're going to have a double dip recession in some of the Western European or the US market. And while I still think that that remains an unlikely prospect, it's not nearly as, I think, clear-cut as for the global economy because of the leadership that we have in Asia and Latin America. In the commodity sector also, we see that these industrial metals have all found support. And while tin is in no uncertain terms leading on the upside because it's the only one that found support above its 200-day moving average and has broken upwards to new recovery highs, we've seen that all the other exchange-traded industrial metals have performed very well indeed over the last couple of weeks, and they have unwound oversold conditions relative to their 200-day moving averages, and an increasing number of them are pushing back above those averages, which is a minimum condition for them to be able to reassert their medium-term uptrends. So it's rather interesting for these industrial metals. And the Coal price is also rather interesting. It's the steaming coal, which is used in energy production, remains in really quite a consistent uptrend, and the energy sector generally has also firmed. Now, oil went up and had a look at $80 earlier on this week and pulled back rather violently, but is up $1.28 in here today. Natural gas is up 10 cents at 4.82. And the coal price is also pushing higher. Uranium is showing signs of stirring. So the energy complex, broadly speaking, is beginning to attract investor interest once more. And that is broadly supportive of further growth in the global economy and growth in demand for both industrial resources and the energy resources. So that's also a broad positive for the health of the global economy. And the additional point is that we've had an unraveling of what are deemed to be safe havens. So the US dollar was weaker in here today. The euro is up above the 130 level once more, and it's been trending reasonably consistently, having found support earlier this month. The pound was also a little bit stronger and is holding above the 155 area against the US dollar. The Australian dollar was also stronger in here today, as was the Canadian dollar. So we're seeing that the US dollar is losing some of its momentum and has actually given up a lot of its advance, particularly against some of those weaker currencies such as the euro. The yen has pretty much held its value against the US dollar over the last couple of weeks, but it's lost momentum and breaking down against a number of other currencies, as has the Swiss franc. Gold was a bit firmer in here today, but has come under some pressure over the last couple of weeks and pulled back from the $1,200 level. The 200-day moving average is in the region of 1140, so it's come back to an area where it's beginning to test that region, and it's probably back into an area of potential support. Elsewhere in the precious metals sector, both platinum and palladium have rallied rather impressively today. Palladium was up by $15.50, and platinum was up by $21. Both had found support in June, if my memory serves me correctly, and have been rallying towards the upper sides of their ranges. Now, the large pullback that palladium had sustained from its April high impaired the consistency of what had been a very consistent advance, which had accelerated in its latter stages. And the fact that it has now found, unwound the overbought condition, found support, and is rallying once more really points towards that we should be giving it the benefit of the doubt on the upside. But if we start to see downward dynamics and it takes out the recent lows, and for example, if platinum breaks below the $1,500 level, then that would be a signal that we're into a much deeper correction and that the pullback that we've seen is the onset more of a medium-term type of pullback rather than an unwinding of what had been really quite an overbought condition. So it's also an interesting time for some of these precious metals that do have potential to lead to the upside, particularly if we see that the risk-off attitude that was adopted by a lot of investors over the last couple of months is reversed, and I think there is a reasonable chance of that. US Treasuries were a little bit stronger in here today, as were gilts and Eurobonds, but they've also experienced some technical deterioration. The breakout to a new recovery high for the US Treasury prices was not sustained, so we have a failed upside break. And elsewhere in the sovereign markets, particularly on the Australian 10-year, it has pulled back into a much larger correction than some of those other sovereign bonds and has led in the past. So we're seeing that some of the safe haven trades are unraveling, and the signs are certainly pointing towards that risk-type assets are back on the table for a lot of investors, and that's generally positive. What we do need to see is that Wall Street, in particular, needs to sustain at least half of its recent advance and push back up to new 2 and 3 month highs and back up to those April highs to really start to convince investors that the bullish camp have regained the imperative. But I think with that, I will leave you for the evening. I wish all the best to all of you.